From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Authorities in northeastern Pakistan say a suicide bombing attack on a court complex has killed at least 12 people, wounded about 50 others. Bombing occurred hours after Pakistani troops killed four suicide bombers before they could detonate their devices in a Christian neighborhood in the provincial capital of Peshawar. That attack prompted authorities to step up security around churches in the province and elsewhere in Pakistan. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas, demanding a recall referendum against the president. Venezuelans say they are growing tired of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. Mr. Maduro had threatened to imprison opposition leaders if violence broke out among protesters, but the marches remained peaceful. Brazil's ousted president, Dilma Rousseff, has filed an appeal with the country's Supreme Court to challenge the Senate's decision to remove her from office for breaking budgetary rules. The appeal demands the immediate suspension of the effects of the Senate decision. Appeal accuses opposition lawyers of violating Rousseff's right to due process. If the court grants the injunction, the Senate trial will be repeated. With Rousseff's ouster, the long run of the Workers' Party in power comes to an end. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted in violence after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Opposition leader Jean Ping is disputing the official election results. This is VOA News.